100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. Still hanging out in Nashville. They haven't kicked us out yet. We're at Charlotte McCoy's remotes live on Music Row. It is CMA Fest week, so it's kind of crazy. We've been talking to a lot of people today, and I'm really excited about who we're about to talk to.
Yeah, Travis Denning is walking up, and me and Abby have been so excited about this interview because we follow him on all the social media, and he is absolutely hilarious. Drinking water?
Yeah, well, I've drank enough in the past 2 days that I need to probably hydrate.
Ah, tell us more.
Tell us all of it.
I played this kind of private event at a golf course, and it was me, two songwriters, Cole Taylor, Tyler Reeve, and then Dustin Lynch.
Oh, fun. Nice.
Cole Taylor's
from Auburn. Like Alabama.
Yeah. Cuthbert. Like, yes, Cuthbert, Georgia. But it's like 10, 15
Georgia,
minutes.
Yeah.
He said he used to do his drinking in Alabama.
Yes, he said. Because he
was in a dry county.
Yeah.
He's one of my best friends. Like, he was a groomsman at my wedding and everything.
Awesome.
So.
And you just got married, right?
Literally, yeah, like 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, congratulations.
Wow. Yeah. How awesome is that?
It's awesome. Got the ring to prove
it.
I can feel it. It's like when I put it on, I can feel my backbone and my decision-making go away.
And your ball is just in reverse.
Yeah, just gone. It's like, oh, I used to have those. Yeah, whatever.
So, funny story. You played at the Texas Club a few times, but like the first time I saw you play at the Texas Club, you were opening up for Riley Green.
Yeah.
Brittany and I were standing in the bathroom line, and you were playing Abby.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other, and I was like, is he singing my name? And then, like, you sang it again, and I was like, he's singing my name. And we go back to our table where our other coworker was, and he looked at me, and he goes, what the hell did you do? I was like, that song is not about me, James. I didn't do it this time.
That's the thing is, Abby is the good girl in the song.
Yeah.
She's the good one. Abby is the one that's the life of the party.
Right.
When that song first came out, that's when I learned how few people pay attention to song. Because people are like, my name's Abby. Thanks a lot. I'm like, you just didn't listen to the song.
Everybody wants to be the Abby.
Abby is the good one.
Anybody but you.
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
I like it.
I'm going to take that and I'm going to roll with it.
There you go. Perfect. Yes.
I love it. Now you got to write a song called Brittany.
Oh, shit.
That's up next.
That's a long acronym.
Be real in. Hey, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we got that. Look, it's a lot better than the B that I was thinking. So.
Yeah, that's true.
We can't say that one on the radio.
Right.
So do you have anything up on deck, new music coming out soon?
Yeah, I've actually got a new song coming out in a couple weeks, and it's one of my favorite story kind of songs that I've recorded, and it's just really cool. I'm excited for everybody to hear. It's called Things I'm Going Through, and it's really awesome. I'm married. You know, I put out some surprise songs for my wife a couple weeks ago, so I'm over the lovey-dovey stuff.
Yeah.
It's back to heartbreak and sad.
Yeah.
That's what I do best, I think.
That's the good drinking songs, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I
it's either got to be about a fake ID or it has to be a heartbreak song. I don't like anything in between.
About someone that's awesome named Abby.
Absolutely,
yeah.
For sure. You know,
we got to start working on acronyms for your name.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
what are we going to?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have a game that we play with all of our artists called Burning Questions.
Yeah.
They are burning, so.
Heads up.
What is the weirdest interaction you've ever had with a fan? I don't know. I mean, I've had some fans that feel like that come to a lot of shows and like get like a hair comfortable in a way. And that's such a weird thing to say because I want them to come and all that stuff. But they kind of like
they're like rubbing your knee.
No, they kind of hanging by the bus too.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, hey, I just want to go to bed. And they're like, where are y'all going tonight?
I'm
just like, man, I just want to take a shower, go to sleep. But no. Actually, now that I think about it, weirdest but still kind of cool, I had some fans name their son Denning.
Oh, I like that.
First name Denning.
Okay,
yeah.
So
and I got to meet him. I got to meet him at a show.
Should I name, instead of Colt, should I change it to Denning?
Colt Denning.
Colt Denning.
Okay.
They came to the show and I said, I was like, y'all sure about this? And I think the thing was like, they both loved my music a lot and like during dating and all that stuff. And so they were like, I mean, like, you're kind of special to us. And that's really cool.
That is cool.
Neat.
It definitely is one of the most unique
things
that's happened.
That's a cool name, though, Denning.
It is kind of cool.
As a first,
Yeah, Denning.
I really like that.
He ought to be like a barrel racer or something.
Barrel racer.
Yeah. They'd be like, him? Really?
Yeah.
They're like, what's it? Mom, it's Denning, yeah. Abby. It's like, what's the deal with the names with this guy?
Look, yeah. We love it. We love it. Well, we appreciate you talking to us. We're going to send you with a shot glass and a sticker.
Beautiful.
For you get goodies.
I'll probably have to use this later tonight to wake up.
Do it. It's so nice to meet you.
Thank y'all so much.
Like, we were looking forward to this interview because you're hilarious.
Yeah.
You really are.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm running on like 8 hours of sleep over 2 days. So I blame Dustin for sure.
It happens.
If y'all haven't seen him yet, I want you to bring it up and say, Travis said.
We will. I think we're going to see him in a bit.
Yeah. All right. He's in another room. Ask him and say, how was your pool game last night?
I like it.
There you go.
We're literally writing that down.